The following is a Leading the Way special presentation.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Leading the Way. Today's program is part two of our 20th anniversary celebration event in the United Kingdom. In addition to the proclamation of God's word and a time of praise and worship, you will hear powerful testimony of how God is moving in the United Kingdom through our ministry together. Now, join us now as we celebrate the work of God in that part of the world.
I'm really grateful to Leading the Way and Dr. Michael Youssef for actually bringing together UK with other people from around the world and a kind of vision for evangelism.
It's wonderful that Dr. Michael Youssef had hosted us here in London today for Leading the Way with such a diversity of nations represented, I think 13 nations represented.
When you're surrounded by people who have the same vision of what he's doing, you realize it's not local, it's worldwide. When you hear testimonies of how he has acted in different countries and how he's responded to their prayers, it gives you further strength in your faith.
And I'm so excited to hear about that vision that Dr. Michael has to reach 1 million new souls for the kingdom of God. It's an inspiration for me. It gives me hope that the Great Commission can be fulfilled in our generation.
Welcome to Leading the Way, 20 years in the UK. We're celebrating two decades of ministry in the United Kingdom. Thousands have gathered at Methodist Central Hall in the heart of London for a time of thanksgiving and praise, featuring a message from Leading the Way President, Dr. Michael Youssef, music by international worship leader Noel Robinson and the All Souls Choir, and our host, Noel Tredenick. And now, let's enter Methodist Central Hall in London to give praise to God and celebrate this special ministry milestone on Leading the Way.
Let's together sing.
So I encountered Dr. Michael Youssef's teachings quite early on in my journey.
I'd be driving in my car and I would always sort of have the radio on in the background. And one day I'd heard this sermon and I recognised that he had an accent. So I was like, okay, that accent sounds quite familiar. And I can't remember exactly the message, but I just remember feeling really like, this man is so passionate about God, that this man knows what he's talking about. And it was so relevant. Again, it was so relevant to what I was going through. I was brought up as a Muslim. We grew up knowing Allah as our God. As I grew a little bit older, I went through quite a difficult relationship, emotional and psychological abuse and sexual abuse with that relationship. Essentially, my life crumbled. I then just sort of started exploring again. So the night that I accepted the Lord, I'd watched a message by Dr. Michael Eustace. I think I'd watched two that evening and my daughter was asleep. I'd watched the whole message and I'd watched right to the end where they say the salvation prayer.
King Jesus, I accept your invitation.
Very reluctantly, I just kind of said it. I said, okay. But I did feel a strange peace that I'd never really felt before. That, again, I didn't understand what that was or where it had come from. And the weight that what I was carrying on my shoulders, I was carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders my whole life. I relied so much on myself and all of a sudden I felt like I didn't have to rely on myself anymore. It wasn't me doing things in my own strength.
He's the only one who can give you peace and joy in this life and forever with Him in eternity. He's the only one who can give you hope in the midst of hopeless situation.
I utterly appreciate Leading the Way ministry and Dr. Michael Eustace's teachings because they've really helped me grow my faith and they've shown me just how much they reach out to people across the world. God is at work everywhere through this ministry and through Dr. Michael Eustace's teachings. But I think his teaching resonates with people of the Arab world and Muslims because he's so passionate. And the way he preaches just shows Christ's love, and people of all different colours, creeds, races, religions are coming to know the love of Jesus because we are all one under Christ. And that's definitely been so, so amazing to see.
In the New Testament, it tells us about three people, and that's what I want to talk to you about tonight, very briefly. I'm not going to take a lot of time. They tell us about three different people who have placed their hopes in different things, and they were sorely disappointed. They were devastated because none of these could protect them. One of them came to Jesus. He wanted, really, genuinely wanted to follow Jesus. But because he could not place his total trust in Jesus and not in his net worth, he was devastated. The Bible calls him rich young ruler. Then there is a rich man whose strength was focused, was only on growing of his business. And then there's a third one who's so self-centered, he lived for self, he worshiped self, he cared for nothing about anybody else. In the midst of all this, the Word of God assures us that the name of the Lord is the righteous run to it, and they are saved. But those who place their trust in their own strength, they panic in times of trouble. And you know what? They should panic. They need to panic. Oh, they are fantasizing that their wall of security is unscalable, but it's not. Let's go back to those three men in the New Testament. I want to talk about them a few minutes each. They placed their hope in other things other than the name of the Lord. The first man was called rich young ruler, came to Jesus wanting to really, really, really follow Jesus. This man had all of his trust firmly established in his net worth. In Mark chapter 10, verse 17, I always give you the Bible reference, you will see that this man was full of enthusiasm. This man was really sincere. This man was eager to give of himself to Christ. This man was loved by Jesus. In fact, Jesus loved his enthusiasm. He loved his eagerness. He loved his optimistic, positive attitude. Jesus loved his willingness to serve Jesus. But then all of that came to a deflating, disappointing, and discouraging reality. He could not place his complete trust in the Lord and not in his couple of donkeys, because that's what they call rich people back then. They may have more than two donkeys. Although his search indicated that he was empty in spite of his money. He was needy in spite of his wealth. He was restless in spite of his resources. He was lost in spite of his trust fund. He just could not make the transition from trusting in his own possession to trusting in Jesus. This young ruler had desperate need to be eternally saved. That's what he was desperately need to be eternal. So when he learned that Jesus is in the nearby vicinity, Mark chapter 10, verse 17, it says that he ran up and he knelt before Jesus. He could not wait to have answers to his deepest questions. He was not embarrassed by the fact that although he was famous, he was well known, he was prominent, he bowed to Jesus. He did not mind losing face with his peers. He was not, because he was crying for help. He needed help. He wanted to be saved eternally. He was highly motivated and he was anxious. And he came seeking the right thing, eternal life, because that's what it's all about. What must I do to inherit eternal life? That is the question that every human being must be asking. What must I do to inherit eternal life? How can I earn it? And so he came to the only one who could give him eternal life. He can earn it in 10 million lifetimes. He came to the only one who could give him eternal life. My beloved friends, listen to me, listen to me. That is the crux of the gospel preaching. All the other things are wonderful, but this is the crux of the church's message. We have no other message than offering eternal life through Jesus Christ and death on the cross and the resurrection on the third day. This is the crux of your personal witness. Anything else is going to be just things. It's whomsoever comes to Jesus, confessing their sin, repenting of their sin, will receive forgiveness of that sin here and now and eternity with Jesus in heaven. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
When you come to Jesus, there's a whole lot of blessings that come from salvation. You get real peace in the midst of turmoil. You get personal identity in the midst of confusion. You get joy in the midst of trouble. But these things are just the icing on the cake. It's the cake that we need to be after. Amen? And the cake is the forgiveness of all of our sins and eternal life with Jesus. Solomon was saying, the name of the Lord is what? No doubt, many people, they run to the name of the Lord when they get into trouble. And many people run to the name of the Lord when they're fearful and desperate and need help. But only the righteous, when they run to the name of the Lord, they'll become strong, fortified, and protected. Only those who acknowledge their sin and repent of their sin will find a safe harbor. Only those who are closed by the righteousness of Jesus, not our own righteousness, but the righteousness of Jesus will be strengthened. Only those who have been adopted by God through Jesus will be strengthened. Only those to whom the Lord Jesus is the only rock upon which they firmly trust will be strengthened. Only those to whom Jesus is the only strong tower will find protection and strength in the times of fear and anxiety. So the question is, what is Jesus doing with this young ruler? Actually, what he's trying to get him to do, he's helping him to have his soul open bare. Would he choose mammon or would he choose the master? Would he choose his wealth or the giver of wealth? Would he choose to put his faith in his net worth or in the cross? In his case, sadly, money won. You see, God is looking for conduits. God is looking for channels. But this man came to Jesus, had a flimsy tower in his wealth, and not in the name of the Lord. The second one is in Luke chapter 12, verse 16. This man's business model was a true success. I mean, this man would have had books written about him and his business acumen. This man plunged into his business venture and blotted out any thought about the name of the Lord. He said, I'm going to build a new and bigger barns. Nothing wrong with that, right? He said, I'm going to expand my business. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. He said, I will plan to be richer than ever. That's fine too. He said, I'm going to build places in Jericho and in the north for the summer, in the Negev for the winter. What then? What then? Here's the key. Here's the key. Verse 19 of Luke 12. This man said to himself. He said to himself. Now, let me tell you something. Be careful what you say to yourself. We all self-talk. Don't deny that. Be careful what you say to yourself, especially when nobody's watching, especially when you're all alone, especially when nobody knows. What do you say to yourself? Let me give generously to the work of the Lord. That's what the righteous does. Let me help others. No, that's what the righteous does. He said, I will say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for you for many years to come. Take it easy. But God said, see, he said to himself, but God said. He said, but God said. With me? He said to himself, but God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? The third man was totally focused on self. The object of worship was self. His time and talent and treasure was all on self. He had physically needy, incapable person right at his doorstep named Lazarus, but he closed his eyes. And Jesus said, he ended up in Hades. He ended up in the place of torment. You know, the one thing about this man who was all into self-worship, I don't want you to miss that. Please don't miss it. You may have read the passage, you might know it, you might have heard about it, but just, I don't want you to miss it. 60 seconds in hell, and he became a great evangelist. He did. Father Abraham, send Lazarus to rise from the dead to witness to my five unsaved brothers so they don't come to this place. William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, used to say, all the training my officers need is 5 minutes in hell, and they will be on fire evangelists. Amen. Amen. I weep when I preach on hell because real people are going there, and it grieves my soul. I don't want anybody to go there. That's why God gave us a vision back in 2018. By 2025, I want to be able to see 1 million souls in heaven who came to the Lord because of you in the UK and in Australia and in Canada and the United States and those in the Middle East who my partners are working. So together we reach 1 million souls for Christ. The name of the Lord is? The righteous run into it and they are saved. What about you? What about you? You see, God doesn't see you as a big crowd sitting here in this wonderful, beautiful auditorium. He sees you as a person individually. He knows you by name. He loves you by name. He cares for you by name. He died on the cross for you by name. So what about you? If you have never given your life to Jesus Christ as your only Savior and Lord, today is the day. Ask Him to forgive all of your sins and to set you free from guilt and sin and the dominance of sin. And when you do that, you're going to find open arms. Always visualize Jesus with open arms. He's waiting for you. He will welcome you.
I love you, Lord. With your mercy manifest. Church, all my day I've been having your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will say,
oh yeah,
of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Yes, yes. Hey. I lay down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Sing in your goodness.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
All my life you have been faithful.
Come on, you sing it out, church.
I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness.
Has He been good to you? Sing.
I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Come on, clap those hands and bless Him in this way. Come on, keep on blessing Him. He's a good God, a faithful God. Through storms, through every season of our lives, we see Him at work. Can you see Him at work? You're standing next to someone who's seen Him at work.
You have been watching Leading the Way, 20 years in the UK, from Methodist Central Hall in London. Celebrating 2 decades of ministry in the United Kingdom.
I trust that this has been a blessing to you. You know, in the next week, you're going to watch a special from Australia, where thousands of people showed up and hundreds came forward to Christ. You will be blessed and you'll be encouraged. But you know what? 2023, we're going to see evangelistic outreach in person all over the world and in this country, in New England and in Ireland and in the Middle East. So stay tuned and have a blessed day.
You can partner with Dr. Youssef in his vital work around the world by becoming a Frontline Mission Partner. As a Frontline Mission Partner, your monthly gifts will help Dr. Youssef expand Leading the Way's outreach through every form of media, equip believers to impact their communities for Christ, as well as reach the unsaved and unreached across the world. Brand new Frontline Mission Partners will receive special ministry benefits, including the On the Frontlines photo booklet, as well as exclusive ministry updates and a 20% discount on all resources at ltw.org. In addition, for a limited time only, new partners will receive a complimentary copy of Dr. Michael Youssef's popular book, Life-Changing Prayers. Become a Frontline Mission Partner today by committing to give financially each month, and you'll be joining with Dr. Youssef as he proclaims the gospel all over the globe. Sign up today at ltw.org/frontline.
Dr. Michael Youssef's My Journal is the invaluable monthly publication of Leading the Way. Each month, you'll find My Journal offering rich, biblically-based devotionals from Dr. Youssef that help you deepen your study of Scripture. You'll also find monthly Scripture prompts to help you memorize God's Word, trending articles to equip you with a biblical worldview on popular issues, and the Ask Dr. Youssef column, where Dr. Youssef answers your most pressing questions. In the monthly My Journal, you'll receive frontline ministry updates and exclusive previews of Dr. Youssef's books before they're even released, as well as special offers, free digital resources, and more. My Journal is an amazing resource to not only cultivate your own personal walk with Christ, but to also stay informed about how and where God is moving through the world today through Leading the Way. Get your free 6-month subscription today. Subscribe now at ltw.org. Passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth. Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef thanks you for your faithful support through your continued prayers and gifts. Join us next week from the International Convention Center in Australia for Leading the Way in Sydney. Featuring an inspirational message from Dr. Michael Youssef and music by Grammy Award-winning artist Mac Powell. Next week, you've been watching a special Leading the Way presentation.